bad radio. For some reason, baseball has had the authority to reel in their umpires since the dawn of this game, and they've actually thought it was a good idea for them to be just as petulant as the athletes. Like in every other sport, the NBA comes and goes, and heck, even hockey's had an issue with this, but I guess I think of the NFL. As a general rule, the NFL referees, for all of their faults, seem to at least understand they are being held to a different standard than the testosterone, adrenaline-filled athletes that they're trying to govern. And therefore, talk calmly back when they say something to you. If they drop an F-bomb and you can hear it, yes, it's okay to just still act like you didn't hear it.
Like football refs.
That's,
do it
that's
all
what the time. That's, oh, yeah, that, no, but that's the point. That's the point.
You got it in Cincinnati. These are the type of games that old-time crusty football players hate. So they hate it when you can watch a 60-minute ball game and the guys fight their heart out defensively, offensively, blood and guts, and then the game is decided by two foreign guys. I mean, kicker.
Neither one of these guys are foreign.
Well, you know what I mean. Here it comes. I shouldn't say that. I like Al.
It's going to be spotted at about the 37.5. It'll be a 38-yarder for Hollis. Right in the middle of the field.
And I assume Stanford was good at the time.
I was going to say, you got to wait the whole season to understand how good Stanford is, because now Stanford got beat by, like, San Diego State?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like then next week you're like, oh, I guess they're not that great. It's the Notre Dame game.
Watch like, out for San Diego State.
Maybe.
That was a really high octave there for you.
I was really trying to go up there just so you could quietly watch out for San Diego State.
Well, the holdout worked. Zeke Elliott is the first Dallas Cowboy to eclipse a contract that is in total worth more than $100 million. The new extension is 6 years, $90 million. And when you add that to the current contract, $103 million over 8 years. It's the richest running back contract ever.
First Cowboy to eclipse $100 million in total value of a contract.
Yes, just said that.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Missed that part. Sorry.
So
hit it! Hit it! Rock back! When I f***ing say crease, I want the f***er creased. And when we say Larry, that means Larry, go f*** somebody up, Larry. But everybody's touchy, 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 feel on his assy, assy, assy.
This is Jim Montgomery, and I never listened to the Bob and Dan Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Have I told you the sister-in-law flash story?
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Make sure you dab it on the haters.
Today, most of the road fans and announcers seem to love Luca, but apparently a few don't. Broadcasters on The Ticket are not the only ones who occasionally pay zero attention to their partners. And let's talk about the new Call of Duty with Leighton Vanderesh. Also, what is a Mino, Julie Dobb, Jacob Camp, and R.I.P. Donovan are now two guys who, one of which apparently applies Flannel Friday, not just to actual Friday, but his Friday. It's Bob Sturm and David Out.
Is that what happened there? I was wondering. I thought.
Thanks for noticing, Jake.
I'll pick up what you're throwing down, bud.
Bro, I noticed.
I thought it was.
But I was just
thinking
it's under 30 degrees, so it actually makes sense to wear flannel.
Right. But he wouldn't just be burning them on a regular day.
But it is also my Friday. And so I thought.
Fascinating. So you're saying because of Flannel Friday, you will disregard other flannel days in honor of Friday?
Yeah, I'm not a general flannel guy. I only have, like, two. Because I'm giving away the Mavs one. Don't like it.
What? Oh, they lost to the Knicks that night, so it's out.
That's right. Bad luck for me to wear it.
So that wasn't... Oh, by the way, it's November 12th, 2019, episode 5018. Let's be great. Let's be great, Russ.
Let's be great, baby. Let's be
great.
Was
he great last night?
Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great. Come on. Let's be great.
I mean, he was no dad.
Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's go. Let's be great. Let's be great.
Probably right.
Let's be great. Let's go. Let's be great. Let's be great.
So,
let's go. Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great.
So I was about to ask because somebody, when we photographed
Let's be great. Come on.
Let's be great.
Let's be great, baby.
Russ and computer don't understand the boundaries.
Let's be great, baby. Come on.
You demanded it.
Yeah, I just thought.
You threatened Mino.
Mino obeys.
So.
I'm shaking today.
So the Mavs flannel you had that you wore on Friday when
I still have it, but when somebody asked for it on Twitter, so I'm going to give it to him.
Well, when we posted it, somebody claimed, and this did not occur to me because it looked legit. Somebody claimed that this is one of those bootlegs, like out there in the
like when TC made a Stars or a Cowboys T-shirt.
Well, no, not that blatant, but
and
more
heard from legal.
Let's just say there's part of the world that is over there that makes a lot of American jerseys and gear without express written consent. And there's a place...
tariffs on them.
Several places on the internet where if you buy them, you might become suspicious that they're selling you an NFL jersey for $19. But you might also say, who cares? Close enough. You're wearing it to the game, and
it's
only
like
then...
BobsMomJersey.com.
Only then do you find out...
What if your mom started a
that
thing?
That the colors are just a little bit off, and you're okay if you never wear them around other jerseys.
Or you're okay if you buy international jerseys that no one over here knows what they're supposed to
there you
like,
go.
Which has been my move.
Is that your Doncic collection may not be actually from the pro shop?
No, I don't think I should be getting a Stitch jersey for $18. So I bought several. But in Dan's defense, I'm a Mavs homer. But the Mavs have produced some questionable fan gear over the years, and it might start with maybe having an owner that wears a basketball theme football jersey from time to time.
I'll tell you what.
So
not only did he
past
wear it,
me, he wore it. Dirk's thing.
It like became his uniform.
Yeah,
like he's worn the Mavs football jersey 100 times at Mavs games.
It's always given me such pinwheel eyes.
Do they have a Mavs hockey sweater?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I don't know. And
or
I also
would it be terrible?
I also just imagine Cubes at his estate has like the Flies closet, but it's all Mavs football jerseys. He just goes in there like Harbaugh. And grabs another.
Man, that's got to be the best thing about being really rich, is those big giant closets.
Of the same thing?
Yeah, or of Cam Newton's, you know, a $20,000, you know, $20,000 suits,
boy,
or however many he has.
Whose closet did I just see? And it's so big.
Remember Dion's was like as big as my first house.
I know what I'm talking thinking.
His whole closet.
Did you see Kanye on Letterman?
No. I keep looking at it on Netflix, and I keep choosing another Chappelle, or you know what I mean? Like, I did that last night.
I wouldn't say it's...
Almost hit go, but...
I wouldn't say it's good. I wouldn't say it's horrible. I don't know. The Letterman...
Our time is so limited.
The Letterman beard Netflix specials, Letterman makes me happy. Okay? Beyond that, I don't know that they're great. Do you guys have an opinion on those?
I have not enjoyed my attempts at
it. I think I like them.
Barack and Jay-Z. And they're both
because Letterman...
I would say this is in
even
that
even in his heyday, it isn't like Stern. You always thought, boy, Stern really gets something out of people. He does an interview, and if he does an extended 40-minute interview with no breaks and stuff, you're going to learn something. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Letterman was never known as, I watch him because of his great interviews.
Get everybody to open up.
Yeah, that was never right, like his bit. So I find it weird that he was handling an interview show.
So anyway, during this, they have little vignettes.
Make you tune in.
I guess, because it's like 45 minutes and he's not going to interview Kanye for 45 minutes. So they have like two or three respites in between. And I guess Kanye's got a clothing line out, and not I guess. Of course he does, right? Why would he not? And
he's got them shoes that are like $500 for a pair of tennis shoes.
The Yeezys.
Yeah. Hmm. I was going to buy them until I...
$500 might be light, right?
Yeah, I need a... give me a knockoff Chinese website for those.
For your Yeezys?
Yeah, so I can walk in and make you think I spent a lot of money on
shoes.
I'd
like that. Anyway, they went to his closet, And I assume it had to have been his closet because when they rolled back out at the kitchen table, there's Kim and the mom. What's the mom's name?
Chris.
They're just out there having some grapefruit. But anyway, back in the closet, it's so spacious, so huge, that it kind of looks empty. Kind of looks like he just moved in. And that's the problem with a 2,000 square foot closet. Now you got to fill that thing to exactly the right capacity because you don't want it looking. It'd be impossible to make it look cramped, of course, if you have a closet the size of a house. But also, if you just kind of have 12 pairs of pants and 12 shirts in there and 12 pairs of shoes, now it looks really awkwardly empty. And that's how it looked with Letterman. But as I understand it, and I wasn't really locked in at this point of the episode, but Letterman is buying his clothes from Kanye and kind of walked out, and it kind of worked for him because he's got that beard and he's all skinny and he's Letterman. So he just jumps right in the latest Kanye trench coat backpack combination with the Yeezys or the boots down at the bottom, and kind of pulled it off. Letterman looks good in Kanye's line of clothing. I don't know if it's $5,000 for the pair of pants and the $10,000 for the trench coat, but it worked.
Well, it's a line of clothing for people that want to look like they care or they don't care what they look like.
Yes.
And I think Letterman genuinely no longer cares what he looks like, so he's kind of patient zero for hipster.
Might be.
He's given up.
What age? Is he 70?
I think so, yeah.
It's got to be 70.
I don't think I'm ever going to get to that beard life.
72.
It just doesn't look comfortable.
No.
Yeah, I think once you get through about the first month, has been my experience. I went 7 months a couple years ago, and after about month one, 6 weeks, you barely
You went 7 months with a beard?
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
I don't know. I did like it leading up to my 30th birthday.
6 months, 6 inches down from your face?
Not quite that, but it's substantial. It's.
Do you remember this, Dan?
He's a pretty hairy guy.
Had a lot of looks.
Did you wash it?
He had an awesome.
Oh, yeah, you got to get oil and.
Okay.
I remember Donovan's big beard because he sat next to Anthony Spencer and.
I think his grows better. Although Jake is very hairy, I just don't think it grew as long as Donovan's. Donovan's was really long. Like, he had the James Harden before James Harden.
Yeah.
I must do something. We've only mentioned it once on the air so far. And it is 1 week from today. We have our movie of the month with the Alamo Drafthouse Theater. We're going to be in Las Colinas, or excuse me, NRH for this one. North Richland Hills. Jake's Old Hood. Jake is coming home. Everybody's very excited. All the Rebs are getting ready. And
here they are.
It's kind of a Jake... choice on the movie as well. Tropic Thunder, the Ben Stiller joint, the very controversial Robert Downey Jr. character, the kind of character that could be like, could you make this movie today?
Right.
I don't know. Why don't you decide by joining us? And if you go to bobanddan.com, that's kind of an easy thing to remember. Go to drafthouse.com/DFW. That link is also on there, but want to join us? We'll be out at our movie of the month 1 week from today, Tropic Thunder.
If you want to see me cry, laugh at a movie, this will do it.
We're also going to have
appearance
possible. Kim Penzi, yes.
Kim Penzi will be there. There's Jake at Tropic Thunder. Boy, that's going to be great.
Boy, that's the best
one. So you sit in the same row as the chimpanzee. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'll have more. You know how I'm trying to give away all the t-shirts that TC made way back when, including the highly illegal, the bootleg Cowboys t-shirts. I'll give away some of those at this show. So if you're at this show, you might get those t-shirt gunned into your chest. So I want to make sure I mention that today, and I hope you guys can mention it a little bit over the next few days, because today is my Friday. I'm on my way to Cleveland, which is recently snow-covered.
Yeah.
According to Mom.
They're not playing up there right now.
Mom had to call to remind me to bring the jacket. She wanted me to go jacket on while I'm there. And I said, Mom, I'm glad you didn't say the opposite of that. And she's like, what? And then, you know, coat and gloves and hat and the whole thing.
Maybe a nice scarf. Maybe a brown scarf.
Maybe a scarf, because the reason I'm going is not only, Bob, to go see the Cavs Heat,
wow,
which I will be doing.
Talk about the LeBron feels there.
But I'm probably going to set a sports record, unmatched even by the likes of Joe Buck or Dion. I'll be the Dion of my day.
Okay.
Because I'm going to two games in one night. Cavs Heat, and then we'll just walk down the road and we will go see the Browns and the Steelers.
How's that going to work?
Time-wise, what's the...
They move the Cavs game up to a real early start.
Jeez.
So like it might even be like 5:30.
Seventh grade B team playing before the lights go
seriously.
Out.
Well, they had to realize who they are.
That's awesome.
And so that's like a real early start. It'll probably be
it's
ending.
Wow, 6 Eastern. That's so you'll have 5 o'clock live NBA on Thursday night, Jake, if you're going to watch Heat Cavs.
And then it should be over in time for us to get over to the game, at least for very close to the beginning of the game. Don't know if I'll see kickoff.
Wait a minute.
But
you would miss kickoff to see the end of Heat Cavs?
Well, my ticket in is a guy who works for the Cavs, so I'm going to just be latched on to him.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
And whenever it's time for like post-game media, he's like, yeah, we don't need to do any of this. No one cares. I'm going across the street to football. PR guy just leaves.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. I'm not sure what he'll be doing there.
Wow. You don't say, you don't tell him that you might catch up with him.
But the I don't know. If he can get me into the Browns game, I'll just go ahead a little early. The Spanish broadcaster for the Cavs is also the Spanish broadcaster for the Browns. There's like one guy in Cleveland that speaks Spanish.
Is he doing both games?
And he's doing both games, I think. So
what?
I don't know how it's all going to work, but he gets to sit, my buddy Joe gets to sit in the Spanish broadcaster's booth. So that's where I'll be.
I'll tell you what. I don't know everyone's position on the city of Cleveland, and I am here to say that Cleveland gets a bad rap as far as a city. And reason number one on why Cleveland gets a bad rap
is it sucks.
Every single sports team is within walking distance of each other, and it's very awesome.
That is one of the cool things.
You could definitely lime scooter from the Cavs to the Browns in 5 minutes tops.
And you got the water right there.
Ooh, I wonder if they're a lime scooter city.
I guarantee they're.
Yeah.
That's a perfect scooter city.
They had them in Kansas City.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, even at like college campuses are. When I went back to Mizzou the other weekend, they were everywhere.
Man, I got to get on board with that. That's going to be great.
So tell him to wrap up his post-game Colin Sexton conversation so you can get to kickoff.
Who's that?
This is a big one for
the
Browns.
Is that a player for the Cavs?
Yeah, he's a...
How many non-Kevin Love, Dellavedova players can you name on the Cavs, would you say?
So you just took the two...
That you know.
Okay.
Nah, you got to know another one because of the aforementioned Kanye connection.
Tristan?
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson?
All the people LeBron got extensions for before he left.
You
got
to know True Thompson's
Is JR still
dad.
There?
No, JR's not still there, right?
No.
He's long. Is
Where'd he
in the
he go?
League? He's not in the league, is he?
Playing. I don't think so, no.
He might be in the land of counterfeit jerseys.
Like he's playing overseas?
He's definitely a candidate for that sort of thing.
In one specific part of the world, though, where the counterfeit jerseys come from and the off-league basketball players go to play.
So you're not talking about Sun Prairie?
I'm not talking about...
Because there is a counterfeit jersey shop there.
In Sun Prairie?
Yeah. Your mom's sewing room.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
She made you a...
I can't keep up.
She famously made you a James Lofton...
And she still apologizes.
Sweatshirt,
because
like
I
with
outed
Lofton
her.
Stitched onto the back or something?
Yeah, well, no. Just ironed on 80 on the front and back of a green sweatshirt. There's no nameplate.
Man, I'd love to see a photo of that.
You can make anything with it.
It's out there. You haven't seen it?
I would like to see it again.
I feel like I have, yeah.
Okay, I'll find it for you in the break. It's 12:30. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Let's talk Monday Night Football. I'm yelling at you because I'm like Tess. Get it? It's a tease on The Ticket.